with music here. We have a special guest right now, Mr. Rauf Bajaria from Excellent Tax, Mr. Rauf Bajaria CPA. He usually does this show on Thursdays between 5:10 and 5:20, but because of Thanksgiving, we have moved his show to today just for this week. So, Rauf ji, a big welcome to you and a very good evening to you.
Thank you. Hello, Webhub, and hello, Fun Asia listeners. All of you had, I hope, a fantastic Thanksgiving and are not too bogged down with the Black Friday shopping exploits. As you know, it is a tradition in Dallas for the Dallas Cowboys to play on Thanksgiving Day for the last 40 years or so, Webhub. And since the Cowboys beat the living daylights out of the Oakland Raiders, well, maybe I'm exaggerating a bit. Maybe they just squeaked by with the 31-24 victory yesterday. Everything is wonderful in the Dallas landscape for the next 10 days for sure. And people are all smiles and seem to have an extra step in their walk. And if they had not won, you better watch out.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that brings me to the first question of the evening for you. What are the tags headlines for the week ending November 29th? Is there much happening?
Yes, even though it's a holiday week, things have been happening with the IRS. For starters, the U.S. Department of Treasury and the Internal Revenue Service issued initial guidance regarding qualifications requirements for tax exemption as a social welfare organization under Section 501(c)(4) of the Internal Revenue Code. Of course, the proposed guidance defines the term candidate-related political activity and would amend current regulations by indication that the promotion of social welfare organization does not include this type of political activity. And as we know, Webhub, there has been a lot of hubbub. According to a major network last week, had labeled this situation as the IRS scandal. And in response to that, IRS came out with this guidance on November the 26th, which revolved around the word that was used in this code section between the word exclusively use versus primarily use. And what that means is that the law on the 501(c)(4) social organization says that they must be exclusively to promote social welfare. Somewhere around 50 years ago, let me repeat, around 50 years ago, those regs, for some reason, got changed from the word exclusively to the word primarily, which meant that a social welfare organization could do 51% on social welfare and 49% on something else, maybe even a political activity funding, which created this huge uproar called the IRS scandal. So the IRS came up with this guidance that the use of the funds for political activity would be shut down, and this was that initial guidance that they have come out with. Also, another headline that came out on Wednesday, just a day before Thanksgiving, is that this came out from the Obama administration handling of this health care. Basically, what they were saying is that there's going to be another health care gov delay, which means that small businesses will not be able to enroll online on the new health care insurance exchanges, which is your small businesses, till November of next year. And this is what they announced on Wednesday of this week. But before people get frantic and want to jump out of high buildings, they can still continue to register the small business insurance via the paper filing, which has been there since October 1st. So these were some of the headlines that I had.
All right, wonderful. Now, can you give our listeners more details on the grand opening of the two brand new Excellent Tax locations in December?
Yes. I'm very excited about that, Weber. The first one is opening in Austin, Texas on this coming Monday, which is December the 2nd, and the location is 7000 North Mopac and Suite 200, and it's located in Austin, Texas. Since Austin, we know, is the state capital of Texas and has a lot of compliance agencies and offices for federal and state offices, it was very important for Excellent Tax to have a presence there. Also, Austin is strategically located, whereby we also cover San Antonio from Austin very easily. We already have a client base, WebHub, in Austin with my work in Austin for the last 12 years. So that's what we're excited about. The second location is in Irving, Texas, which has a grand opening date of December 16th, which is the following week, and is situated at 3455 North Beltline Road, Suite 109, Irving, Texas, of course, in the Subzi Monday Shopping Center.
All right, and time is running out on doing some serious tax planning for the year 2013. So what does that mean?
Yes, sir. Time is definitely running out on 2013 because December is around the corner, and majority of tax planning must get done prior to December 31st, as we all know. A lot of safe harbor plans had to be done by October, but there is still a lot of retirement planning like SEPs, 401ks, etc., gift tax planning, and of course, income tax planning needs to be done by December 31st. And we here at Excellent Tax are available at your disposal for any kind of assistance in regards to that. One of the situations I want to talk about is that we are about to get ready to be zapped for the first time with the 3.8% healthcare surtax whose income exceeds a certain threshold amount, which for singles is $200,000 and married filing jointly is $250,000, and for married filing separately is $125,000, and estates and trust is $11,650. Now, what's happening is because of this 3.8% healthcare surtax, what's going to happen is that people that were in the top marginal rate for 2013, as we all know, is 39.6%, is going to go up in essence to 43.4%. So this is a lot of money, and this requires some serious attention from our Fund Asia listeners, that we have to plan for this. For example, if you had a Roth IRA distribution that you were planning to take in 2013, we have to keep an eye on the ball and the threshold amount and see if for 2014, if we may not be exceeding the amount, we could defer taking this Roth distribution in 2014. So, Webhub, we're going to be going over many of these tax planning concepts in December so that our Fund Asia listeners can utilize it.
All right, wonderful. And finally, I would like to ask you, what is the tax strategy of the week?
The tax strategy is a very interesting tax strategy. It coincides with year-end planning, which is your independent contractors versus employees. We welcome people to visit us on our tax blog on our website at excellenttax.com.
All right, wonderful. And once again, guys, if you want to stay in touch or contact Excellent Tax, 214-888-2490, the new Plano location, or 972-226-9824, excellenttax.com, Excellent tax.com is the website. And once again, Excellent Tax coming soon to Irving and Austin, Texas. Thank you so much, Mr. Rolf Badaria here. always
Thank
joining
so
us
much,
and giving
Ben.
us some great information. Thank you so much once again.
Super. Thank you so much. Thanks.
All right. Tonight